KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action, stories of community service from the campus of Fresno State, with host Chris Fiorentino on Fresno State Radio, 90.7 KFSR.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Chris Fiorentino, and I want to thank you for joining us this morning. I'm excited to welcome our guests today, three outstanding Fresno State students, Ms. Navmeet Desi, Ms. Hannah Poor, and Ms. Brooke Poor. Thank you for being here with us today, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
You know, today I'm really excited to talk with you three about one of the most impressive student-run programs at Fresno State, the Camp Kesem at Fresno State program. You're all volunteer student leaders with Camp Kesem, but I'd like to start with you, Navmeet, as you're one of the camp co-directors. So what is Camp Kesem, and how long has Fresno State been involved?
So Camp Kesem is a national organization that is meant to provide support to children through and beyond a parent's cancer. And so it's been around since the year 2000 nationally, with over 86 chapters currently serving this population. But Fresno State's chapter is currently in its third year, and we've been serving campers in the Central Valley with two summer camps in the past, and now are looking to have our third summer camp this summer.
So 86 chapters across the nation. Any here in California? I mean, are we one of the very few in California then?
California actually has some of the most in one state. There's a lot up north and down south with schools like Camp Kesem Berkeley, Camp Kesem UCLA. But we are the first California State University to have a chapter. And so we're really proud to hold that title.
And we're the only campus that serves the Central Valley area?
That's true. A lot of the other chapters are really close together, and none of them really serve directly the Central Valley. And so we really consider the area from Bakersfield to Merced to really be our service area.
And you say there's been two camps so far. So we'll be going into your third summer camp. And how many children attend each camp?
We started off our first year with 26 campers. And this past summer, we had 32, almost half of which had been returning campers. And so we're really glad to be able to bring this back to kids who come year after year. And this year, we're hoping to take 45 campers.
45. Mm-hmm. And the age range is what?
6 through 18. We're really hoping to take kids that are also going to be turning into hopefully future counselors. And so this year we'll be serving campers ages 17 to 18 for the first time.
Oh, okay. And just to clarify, these are not children who have cancer themselves. It's children whose parents, one of their parents have cancer.
Yes. So this is really for kids whose parents either are currently in remission, are currently battling cancer, or have unfortunately passed away from cancer. And so we really have many different types of families that we are serving and many different household types, with single parents, both parents, or sometimes children who are living with other family members.
And where are the camps held?
We've been at different locations every summer, and so we've been lucky to spend one summer in Santa Cruz and one summer in Yosemite, and we're hopefully going to be having a great summer again.
So these are destination camps. I mean, you're not bringing students down into Fresno when it's 110 in July. You're taking them to Santa Cruz or up into Yosemite, up into the Sierras.
Yeah, definitely. It's really, in a lot of ways, a really typical summer camp. It's a way for the kids to get away and to have fun and do some typical summer camp activities, also while getting away from the Fresno heat.
Great. I understand that this is totally student run. None of you get any money for this, correct?
On a chapter level, all of us are volunteers. We all put in a lot of our own time to make sure that camp can be possible. And so we have a big student team who's really works throughout the year to make sure that camp is a possibility for all of our campers during the year and in the summer.
And you talk about that student team. So how many students are part of the leadership group, which the three of you are part of?
Currently, there's 15 students on our leadership team that are helping run Camp Kesem Fresno State throughout the year. All of us have our different roles, whether it's managing our volunteers and training our counselors, or finding new campers or fundraising to make sure that camp can happen for free for all of our kids.
So you talk about training your counselors. How many students altogether will be at the camp with these 45 kids this summer?
We hope to have about 20 to 25 student volunteers at camp this summer that will serve as both administrators and camp counselors.
Okay. And if I understand it right, you also have some professional staff there. You have a nurse, correct? And I think there is a professional counselor, social worker who's there and things like that.
Yes. Within our professional staff, we have two nurses, a mental health professional, and a camp advisor. And all of these people are there to help our student leaders make sure that camp is running smoothly. And they also have their own roles. We know that we are not going there as therapists or to help these kids do any sort of therapy. We're really there to just be a friend and to have fun. And so our mental health professional and our nurses really help us in those areas in which we are not trained.
And the student leadership team is raising all the money for this event. You're recruiting the other camp counselors. You are deciding where the camp's going to be. You're arranging all of the plans. You're putting the camp on. That sounds like a huge undertaking.
That's true. It is. I think it is a lot of work, but in the end, it's really all worth it when we get to be with the kids and see the smiles that they have on their faces. We've all made some great bonds with the kids throughout the years. We've only been here for 2 years, but we've had kids return both of these years. And those relationships are really what makes Camp Kesem, Camp Kesem. Kesem means magic. And I think that Kesem is really a magical place because of the people that go there and the relationships that form while we're there, even if it's just for a week.
I had not heard that. Kesem means magic. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that's actually going to tie into a topic that we're going to talk about in a little bit, which is this Make the Magic event that you're going to be holding here. I want to just a little bit more about the camp because I'm really impressed at the amount of work that it must take. You've got 15 student leaders who are putting this on. Now, give me an idea. I mean, how much time are you putting in as a co-director? There's two directors, right? Mm-hmm. Yourself and...
Keandra, she's my co-director. And so we've been in this role now for 2 years. And so as a team, we really do put in a lot of time and effort every week to make sure that our team has the support that they need to make sure that the tasks that they need to be doing during that week to make sure that camp can be possible are really getting done. And to make sure that our national organization also can rely on us to make sure that we're putting on the best camp we can for our region. So I think altogether, our leaders are really putting in 10 to 15 hours every week to make sure that their jobs are really getting completed.
And they're all full-time students. I know the three of you are very serious about your studies, all full-time students. You have jobs. I know, Brooke, you have a job outside of school and outside of this other 10 to 15 hour volunteer assignment you have. I know that you're doing other volunteer activities in addition to this. This isn't it. That's very impressive. And I'll talk a little bit more about that and why would you get involved in this? But I want to just stay with the point of the camp just a little bit longer. How much does it cost to put a camp like this on? For 45 students, what's the cost?
For us to really support the kids, we really want to make sure that this is a year-round effort and not just that 1 week at camp. And so for a year-round support for one kid, it really costs us about $1,000. And so this year, our fundraising goal to take those 45 kids to camp really is $48,000. And so that's what our student team is really working on raising. We did have a really successful year last year with Giving Tuesday back in November, where our goal was to raise $5,000 in 24 hours, and we successfully raised over $6,000.
Hey, that's great. Congratulations.
So, thank you so much. It was really awesome to see all of our team come together to do that. And so through things like this, we're really able to make sure that all of the kids that come to our camp are coming for free. The families already have enough financial and emotional burdens that we don't really want to add to that, but we want to make sure that where there's a support system that helps take away from all of the other troubles that they might be facing.
I want to talk more about the financial end of it in a little bit, but let's turn to Brooke and Hannah for a minute. So let's clear something up right away. Brooke poor, Hannah poor. Not a coincidence you have the same last name, correct? You are sisters.
Yes, yeah. We're sisters.
And who got involved first?
I'm Hannah, and I got involved first. I got involved with Camp Kesem my sophomore year at Fresno State. And Brooke's a sophomore this year, so this is her first year. I'm really glad that she joined. So I got involved my sophomore year, which was the first year that Fresno State had Camp Kesem. I got involved because the directors came into one of my classes and just shared this awesome opportunity about this really amazing sounding camp and community of people. And so I knew I wanted to be a part of it, and I applied and I got selected as a counselor that first year. And I got to be a counselor the last 2 years with our teenage campers. And then this year is my first year on the coordinator board.
Okay. I was going to say, so is this your first year being one of the student leaders and putting in that time? So, Brooke, how did you get involved? Did your sister just drag you along? Or?
No, she didn't have to drag me. I saw how much she loved camp and Camp Kesem overall and how much joy it was bringing into her life. And it made me curious, made me want to see what it was all about. And so thankfully, this year, I have gotten involved. Like Hannah said, it is my second year at Fresno State. I'm a sophomore, and I am loving every second of being a part of Camp Kesem.
And Hannah, can you talk a little bit about the camp experience? So you've been twice now. This will be your third camp this coming summer. What's the week like? Describe the camp week.
Okay, the week is like the best week ever. It's so much fun. From the minute camp starts, it's just nonstop energy, nonstop fun with all the kids. We do so many activities. We play games all day. We do crafts. We have s'mores and campfires at night. At camp, everyone chooses a name, a camp name.
And what's your camp name?
My camp name is Sunshine.
Okay.
And
there's a surprise.
And I think that the camp names are really awesome because when you arrive at Camp Kesem and you choose your name, you're really getting to be whoever you want to be at camp. You get to go there and you're around people who are supportive of you and just sharing joy and love with you the whole week. So when I'm at camp, I get to be Sunshine the whole week, and it's the most positive week out of the year. It's tiring at the end of the week. I just want to sleep, but it's so worth it. The kids have a great time. I see the kids supporting each other and just having fun and building these friendships. And I have that same thing with our campers and with the other counselors. It's a really amazing environment.
So 38 kids last summer, 32, and hopefully 45 this next summer. I can imagine you don't get a lot of sleep.
As counselors, no, we don't get a lot of sleep. We try to keep the kids having a bedtime, and we have a routine throughout the day. We wake up early and have breakfast, and we have our day all planned out, like the activities we're going to do with the kids and the rotations we're going to do. But yeah, it's a jam-packed week of action and fun and not a lot of sleep, but totally worth it.
Navmeet, how many of these camps have you been to, the summer camp so far? Were you involved in both the previous ones?
I've been involved on the student leadership board since the first year, and so I've been lucky enough to attend both camps. I have to agree with everything that Sunshine said. Camp is just an amazing place to be. I remember our first year was, we had never had a camp and we were planning this thing that we had never seen and we're hoping it was going to be amazing. And really that first day of just being there, like the magic just hit. Seeing the kids all interacting with each other and interacting with the kids and the other counselors within that first hour. That's really one of my most magical memories from camp, because it was something that we had worked for a whole year, and then to see that it was actually worth it and that all of these relationships that we were hoping would come out of it were really going to be a reality. And so camp is really the best week of the year.
And your camp name is Coco, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
It's easy for me because she has a shirt on right now that says Fresno State Cord Board Coco. So I got to imagine you were nervous the first time you were there for the camp. The kids have got to come in pretty nervous. How long does it take to break down some of those nerves and the kids just kind of jump in?
I will say it really depends on the kids, but I think that our counselors do an amazing job of creating such a warm environment right when those kids come to camp the first time they step there, that the kids kind of just get swept up into that magic and that energy. And really, these kids are more resilient than we can ever think. I think that we kind of have this idea that they're really sad all the time, or, you know, they obviously carry this heavy burden with them. But at the end of the day, they are kids. And when we give them that environment to be kids and to be free, I think that they really do take it. And those friendships, they start that first hour, and you can really see them blossom throughout the week.
I think if the listener Googled Camp Kesem Fresno, they'd get to your Facebook site or your website, and there they'd find a video of last year's camp. And I believe there's a video there for the previous year's camp, correct?
Yes, we have two videos from both of our years of camp. So if you do search up Camp Kesem Fresno State on YouTube or on Google, you should be able to find the video. Take a few minutes out of your day, watch it. The amount of joy you'll see on those kids' faces, it'll definitely be worth it.
Yeah. And Brooke, do you have a camp name yet?
My camp name is Daisy.
Okay. So did you get to pick your own camp name, or did your sister give you that name, or how did it work?
No, Hannah didn't pick it for me. I got to choose my own camp name.
Okay.
I am not sure why I chose Daisy, but it's always been one of my favorite flowers, so I decided I'd go with that.
Sunshine. Great. So most of these summer camps, I know as a parent, charge quite a lot of money. I mean, some of these high-end camps, you're talking thousands of dollars for 1 week. And obviously, if you're taking kids up to Yosemite or over to Santa Cruz, you're not taking them someplace inexpensive. You're not charging the campers. So how are you raising money for a camp like this? You mentioned the Giving Tuesday event that was held in November of last year. That raised $6,000. You've got to raise $48,000. So where are you coming up with the rest of the money?
A lot of our student volunteers and our counselors are all required to have their individual fundraising goals. And I will say that all of them do an amazing job of really showcasing what Camp Kesem means to them and what the magic of Camp Kesem is to their family and their friends and their networks, and really helping us get support from all of these people who are now finding out what Camp Kesem is and what it means to someone that they love. And they've been our biggest supporters of making sure that this camp can be a possibility. But besides our individual donations, our biggest fundraiser is our Make the Magic fundraiser, which is our dinner silent auction event, which really brings in the community into Camp Kesem to show them what it's all about and give them an opportunity to really give back as well.
And because Kesem means magic, I had never put the two and two together. I knew about this Make the Magic event. In fact, I went last year. So Brooke and Hannah, Daisy, Sunshine, the two of you are the Make the Magic event coordinators. So tell us about that event.
Okay, so Make the Magic is, like Coco, like Navneet said, it's our biggest fundraiser event of the year. Basically what it is it's a dinner and we have an auction, but really what we try to make it and what it ends up being is it's an opportunity to share some of the magic of camp. And it's an opportunity for everyone who attends the event to become a friend of a child whose parent has cancer. So at the event, we have our counselors there, and the people who attend the event get to talk to our counselors and hear their camp stories and hear about our campers, our amazing campers, and we play our camp video. We get to just share the magic of camp with everyone who attends.
So do you have a date for the Make the Magic event?
Yes, we do. This year, the event's going to be held on April 1st. We're really
April
excited
Fool's
for
Day.
It.
All yes, right.
Exactly. It's going to be at Fort Washington Country Club, and it's starting at 6 p.m.
So Fort Washington Country Club, very nice. Now, I know there's not a whole lot of money that you have to put this event on. So if it's like last year's event, I'm sure it's going to be simple, but very personal. I mean, I was very impressed last year when I went. It was a very simple event. It was a very nice event. But, you know, I've gone to a lot of these fundraisers before, and I'm sure those of you in our listening audience, you've been to these fundraisers before, and sometimes they are big dollar productions. And they can be very nice and warm and wonderful and great food and drinks and fun, but not all that personal. The event that you put on for this camp is very personal. I think as someone who attended, I really felt like I was part of this camp experience and really valued for being at this event, even though it wasn't about somebody bringing in money for the event. How do you make that event special? You talked about showing a video. You talked about the counselors being able to talk to the participants or the attendees. What is it about that event? I mean, what are you trying to get across to the folks who attend?
We're really trying to get across that Camp Kesem is a really special place. It's really magical. It impacts these kids' lives and us as counselors, our lives. It impacts us all greatly. And we couldn't put on the camp without the people coming to the Make the Magic event and without supporting us in that way. But really, the event is a time to share that magic, and it's a time to be together and be a part of the camp family, really, to be a part of the Camp Kesem at Fresno State family.
So April 1st, 6 p.m. at Fort Washington Golf Club, and I want to attend. How do I get more information? Or better yet, I want to write you a wonderful check to help support your event. How would I go about getting in touch with you or buying a ticket? What's the best way to contact you guys?
If you wanted to get more information on the event or how to become a sponsor or how to attend, you're welcome to visit our website at campkesem.org/Fresno State. And that'll take you to our homepage. And then from there, you can click on the link for our Make the Magic page. You can also email us. It'll have our email on the page. But in case you wanted to know, our Make the Magic email is fresnostate.mtm@campkesem.org.
Okay, so one more time with that website again, Brooke, please.
campkesem.org/Fresno State.
Okay. And again, I think if they just Google Camp Kesem at Fresno or Camp Kesem at Fresno State, they're going to be able to find you. So what if I'm listening and I or my spouse have cancer or had cancer and I want my child to attend this event? What should I do?
Our applications are actually currently open. They just opened on January 15th. And so if you know of someone, if it's your child or someone in your family or in your network that you think that should be attending this camp, our applications are also on our website, as Brooke had mentioned, campkesem.org, and Kesem is K-E-S-E-M. Please go on it and please send in your application. We currently do have 45 spots that we want to fill with kids who really need this. We accept ages 6 through 18. As long as the parent or guardian is the one that has had or currently has cancer, we would love to have the child at our camp and to have them really be part of our Camp Kesem family.
So if you're listening right now, unfortunately, cancer is such a pervasive issue that I'll bet anything that you know of someone who has or who has had cancer, and if you know they have kids between the ages of 6 and 18, please let them know about this event. And they can go to Camp Kesem, Kesem with a K, KESEM.org/Fresno State. Wow, I got that right. All right. And you can get more information there about applying. You know, I'm still really impressed with the commitment that you make to this program. I ran a summer camp or helped run a summer camp for several years when I was in college and out of college. And there was a full-time director of that camp. She worked year-round to put it together. It was a day camp, so we didn't have the kids spending the night. We didn't have to raise the money for them because parents wrote a check for it. I probably worked about half-time most of the non-summer months. But the three of you and your fellow student leaders, you're not being paid for this. You're students. You're taking a full load of classes. Brooke, you're an engineering major. I mean, that's a lot of time that you put into those studies, not to mention your own jobs. Why? What do you get out of this that would motivate you to spend hundreds of hours? You got to raise your own money to go to camp. You dedicate a week of your vacation to this. Why?
I have said this, and I think it keeps coming back to this. It's all about the relationships. The kids are some of the most strong and brave people that I've ever met. The first time I went to camp, I think that I didn't really know what I was getting myself into, but I walked away that week knowing some of the most amazing kids and hearing their stories and just knowing that they were there to take care of each other now. I think that really inspired me. And one of the kids that has been really special to me throughout this journey is one of our oldest teen campers. He goes by the name Savage, but he came to camp not wanting to be there. He hadn't been told that he was going to be attending until a few days in advance. This was not his vibe. But during that week, he really transformed into an entirely different individual. I think he really got a chance to embrace the child inside and to realize that he could be free and that there were people that could understand him. He's had a tough life, but that doesn't mean that he can't be happy and then share that joy with others around him. And now he's honestly just another one of the kids who always wants to be there. And as counselors, we rely on him to help us take care of the younger kids. The younger kids love him, and he's really a role model for them. And so seeing that transformation, I think, has really helped me realize the power that Camp Kesem can have for even just one individual.
So, Savage, if you're listening, I can see in Coco's eyes that you're a very special person. Hannah, what about you? Why? Why all this time?
I Kesem for our campers, without a doubt, for our campers. It's a lot of work, but it's so worth it when you get to camp and you just feel the energy there, the happiness, the joy that these kids are having. It's all worth it. Every hour that I put into this, I really feel good about it because I know that all of this effort is going to send more kids to camp every year and just grow our Camp Kesem family. And every hour of time we put into this is going to that magic.
And Brooke, you haven't been to camp yet, so you say it's already been very special. What are you looking forward to the most?
I am so excited for camp. I cannot wait. I know it must be an incredibly magical experience just from talking to all the counselors and all the people who've worked on it in years past, and their eyes light up with joy when they speak about it. And I really can't wait to be a part of that. I can't wait to help give these kids the magical week of camp that they all deserve. They all deserve to have some time where they can just be kids and be surrounded by love and joy and people who understand what they're going through. And I'm really thankful that I get to be a part of this.
Well, if Kesem means magic, you ladies are Kesem with a capital K. Very impressive. Anything else you want to share before we close?
I would just say that Camp Kesem is new to the Central Valley. We're still growing. So if there's any way that you would like to support our organization or that you can help spread the word about Camp Kesem, the Central Valley is a huge place and there's many families that are in need of something like this. Please help us spread the word and let people know that Camp Kesem is a resource for them and that we want them to be a part of this family.
Well, thank you, ladies. I am thoroughly impressed. I'm impressed with your commitment, the time you put into this, and I mean, just your selflessness. It's very impressive. And what a great testament to the three of you, to all of your fellow student leaders and coordinators, all the volunteers who help out. You're amazing young women, and we're very lucky to have you here at Fresno State and part of this community. That's about it for our time together today. Thanks again to my guests, Namit Desi, Hannah Poor, and Brooke Poor. And thank you, our listening audience, for joining us this morning. Please join us again next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock for another Fresno State Service and Action program on KFSR. Also, please like us on Facebook at FS Service in Action We're on the air at 90.7 FM and streaming worldwide at www.kfsr.org. Have a great day.
KFSR presents Fresno State Service in Action every Sunday morning at 11. For a complete program schedule, visit kfsr.org.